This is Pedictionary, the podcast for word lovers. Today's Pedictionary word is impair. To impair something is to make it worse. A common use of the word is in the reports you sometimes hear about people who lost their licenses for impaired driving. The word comes to us from Latin, but not quite directly. In 1374, Geoffrey Chaucer, author of the Canterbury Tales, first used the word in English when he produced a translation of a Latin work that was already 800 years old in his day. The work is known as The Consolation of Philosophy by Boethius, and it's said to be one of the all-time great pieces of prison literature. It was important enough that it had already been translated into Old English 450 years before Chaucer by King Alfred the Great. The fact that Alfred wasn't the first to use the word impair is due more to the evolution of language than to differences in translation. In effect, Chaucer and Alfred were each translating from Latin into a different English language. The original author, Boethius, is said to have influenced many of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, as well as such modern writers as J.R.R. Tolkien. The Latin root of impair is peor, which also means to make worse, and in fact is a link that makes the word impair related to the word pejorative. Before impair was used by Chaucer, it was already in use in English, but as appair, a form that became obsolete sometime after Shakespeare. The word imperative is unrelated to impair, even though they sound alike, which is a good thing since they mean just about the opposite. An imperative has to be done, but if it's impaired, it's done less well. That's today's Pedictionary word, and I'm Charles Hodson.